Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home. A modern day parable. So far, we've met Michelle Landon, a talented but restless young woman who feels constrained by her Christian home, and her older sister Liz, the devoted goody two shoes who thrives on discipline. Michelle struggles with the tension between her powerful voice and her desire for freedom, questioning whether her faith is authentic or just a performance. A friend encourages Michelle to audition for American Idol, tempting her with the idea her purpose is bigger than that little church. Michelle then discovers her late mother's journal and learns she once auditioned for a singing competition but gave up her dream for family. Inspired, Michelle begins to believe pursuing music might honor her mother's legacy.
Good evening, Michelle. I thought I might find you here.
I'm not in the mood for a sermon, Pastor Shepherd.
Good, because I'm not in the mood to give one. Tell me about your mother's journal.
How did you know about that?
Your father and I have been friends since he and your mother first came from Jamaica. I knew your mother's dreams. I also knew her heart.
Then you know she gave up everything for him.
That's not exactly how I would describe it. I know she chose love, not just for him, but Michelle, maybe you're asking the wrong question.
What do you mean?
Instead of asking what she gave up, ask what she found. Your mother didn't just choose your father or her family. She chose a different kind of stage. She chose to sing lullabies instead of ballads. She chose to teach you harmonies instead of performing them herself.
But what if I want both? What if I want to sing my own songs and find love?
Then pray about it. Really pray. Not the Sabbath morning prayers, but the kind where you're honest with God about what scares you.
There's a prayer that sounds like Sabbath, all dressed up and clean. But there's another kind of praying where you say what you really mean.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to say. What if God doesn't like the real me anyway?
Child, he made the real you. He loves the questions too. He's not afraid of your honesty. He's been waiting for the truth. So pray the messy prayers. Pray the scared and angry ones. Pray the dreams that keep you up at night. Pray until the morning comes.
Hey, superstar, you hanging with us regular folks today?
Don't start with me, Suzanne. Tina already anointed me with the golden ticket before I've even auditioned.
She's not wrong, though. You've got something special. But Michelle, special doesn't mean shortcut.
Who said anything about a shortcut? It's an audition. It's fair.
Fair. If you can walk through the door in daylight. If you have to sneak, lie, or hide to get there, maybe that's not the door God's opening.
But what if I wait forever and nothing opens? What if I miss the chance?
Then pray for the courage to wait, or the courage to step right. Not every yes is his yes. I wrote something down after Pastor's sermon last week. Just four words. Count the cost first. Dreams are worth fighting for, but don't let the fight make you lose yourself.
Count the cost.
You've got the voice. The real question is, what's it worth to keep your soul with it?
Don't wake up at 40 wondering, what if I had just tried? Mummy, I don't want to wonder. I don't want to end up like you, full of songs I never sing. Count the cost first. But what if the cost of waiting is missing my chance forever? Pastor says pray the messy prayers, but prayer doesn't buy a bus ticket. Suzanne says wait for daylight choices. But idol auditions don't wait for daylight either. Daddy says that stage will swallow me whole. But what if it's the only place I was meant to stand?
Michelle? Maybe it's like 2 in the morning. You okay?
Malik, I'm sorry. I know it's late. I needed to talk to someone.
What's wrong? Did something happen?
Not exactly. It's just, I'm thinking about the American Idol auditions.
I already told you what I think you should do.
My dad will never let me go.
Okay, so don't tell him.
Wait, what?
I'm serious. When's the last time you did something just for yourself? Without asking permission?
Malik, I can't just lie to my father.
I'm not saying lie. I'm saying maybe you don't tell him everything. Tell him you're going somewhere else that weekend.
Like where?
A church retreat? A friend's house? Michelle, this is American Idol.
That still sounds like lying.
Call it whatever you like. But maybe you should stop trying to be what everyone else wants and start being what you want.
And what if what I want hurts the people I love?
What about what's hurting you? I see how you look sometimes when your dad tells you no, or when Liz makes those comments about you not being serious enough. You're dying inside, Michelle.
That's so dramatic.
Is it? You called me at 2 a.m. because you can't sleep thinking about this? That tells me something. Anyway, I gotta go back to sleep. We have a football game tomorrow.
Sorry for waking you up, and thanks for being there for me. Good luck with the game. I really do need to make a decision. All these voices in my head, what do I really want?
Once in a lifetime, a door swings wide, and if you hesitate, it closes tight. Do I stay safe? Do I stay small? Or do I risk it, lose it all? This is my moment. I can't let it pass. I might have one. Second chance. If I fall, at least I'll know I dared to try before the door could close. Suzanne, you love me, but you
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.